This is the Iowa Business Report Thursday edition, presented by Iowa History Journal. The March-April issue features heroes from Iowa in the Battle of Shiloh. More at iowahistoryjournal.com. Official government data on the economy is somewhat mixed, but Phil Kirpin of American Commitment says there are some metrics that Americans see as trouble spots.
We got a reacceleration of inflation in January in the official report, which was a little bit of a surprise. It's not what the experts were predicting. I think the big economic problem for most Americans, and therefore the political problem for the president, is people are still pretty far behind where they were a couple of years ago in terms of what they can actually afford to buy, which is to say that prices have officially gone up about 18% in the last 3 years. Wages, incomes have not. They've gone up considerably less than that, and therefore almost every survey shows people saying, I can't afford to buy the same things, I can't afford to do the same things on a month-to-month basis that I could a few years ago, which means that the standard of living is lower. And of course, we're Americans. We always want the standard of living to be improving, to be a little bit better than this year. And so I think that's why there's so much pessimism. And that's only using the official numbers. I think that most people, when you tell them prices are up 18% over the last 3 years, they would sort of laugh at you and say the prices I pay are up a lot more than that, especially when it comes to food. And even using the official numbers, food is now, as a percent of household income, at a 30-year high.
More at the group's website, AmericanCommitment.org. The Iowa Business Report is presented today by Iowa History Journal. 6 issues a year filled with stories of Iowa's amazing past. More at iowahistoryjournal.com. I'm Jeff Stein for the Iowa Business Report.